Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. On the WIP, oh, I said WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, it is Football Friday, and I am feeling good.
Yeah.
Fritzy Football over there, get on board. Don't need it today. Get on board. Holla at your boy.
27-13.
Oh, wow, he's already given his prediction?
Bang! They shouldn't even get on the freaking plane.
You know what I want people to know, because they don't always see you?
Yeah.
Every Friday before an Eagles game, Fritz wears Eagles gear.
And Monday.
And I know there is some, you know, doubt as to, you know, how much he's cheering for him. He's the only, he wears Eagles gear every Friday, every Monday.
And in my heart, too, Spike.
And in his heart.
Bleed green.
There you go.
By the way.
Well, no, you bleed red, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, 69 days till opening day.
By the way, that intro music, have you noticed still on Mondays, even though I've told Buzz not to, after it goes bomb track, Buzz turns down the music every time?
Well, Buzz doesn't have a feel at
okay,
all. Right. Yeah, he's got no feel.
Yeah.
You got to work with what you got. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, we got a lot today on a Football Friday, as we always do. It's always jam-packed on Football Friday. Around 2:40, our guy, Nick Kostos, mm-hmm. BetQL, is going to give you your weekend picks. Then Elliot Shore Parks will have a full injury update for us at 3 o'clock. Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast at 3:30. We got Jaws at 4. Tommy down the shore a little bit later. Our picks, the top 5 at 5. It's almost too much for one show. But we got the divisional round of the NFL playoffs with our Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Eagles-Rams. Ike, from a confidence standpoint, I know we'll wait till 5:30 for your
sure.
score prediction. How confident are you feeling going into this game?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Now, on the way in, you know, I got Cal Quinn basically going with the lock thing again. It's a lock they're going to win.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily feeling that. I do believe there are legitimate reasons to sort of keep our eye on certain things, else this game could become a little more dicey. But I'm looking at the weather it's going to be Sunday, how cold it's going to be. I like the fact that it'll be a little picturesque snow out there. Right? It'll be a little bit of that out there.
It'll look like football.
Yeah, man, it's going to look like football weather.
And I'm going to start crying.
And are you kidding me with the opportunity to go to the NFC Championship game? And by the way, unless the Commanders pull off a miracle Saturday night. This is the last game at the Link.
For the year.
Yes, for
yes,
the year.
Yes.
Not blowing up the Link.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, just for this
season.
Didn't
know we need to hit the breaking news sounder.
Yes, no, this will be the last home game.
Josh Harris has convinced the mayor.
More than likely. So that, along with, I think the Eagles, you know, it's funny. When you're a 6.5-point favorite, sometimes it's hard to find a disrespect card to play.
Yes.
Something to keep you motivated.
Yep.
But leave it to us. Leave it to our good old fan base. We'll give our guys reason to be irritated.
Well, wait till I give them
that, I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Leave it there. Believe me, I wasn't speaking about all of us.
I was speaking
about a select few. And if they are looking for something for motivation, they can take that there's a little bit of disrespect being shown to how good of a football team they are. And I think there's something that when they take the field, they're still trying to shut people up who doubt them. And that's starting with the quarterback. This is a big game for Jalen coming up. It's not only being discussed locally, nationally. They're discussing his impact on the game. And I'm not saying it's all negative in Jalen's sort of being discussed, his impact on the game. There are some that believe he's doing exactly what he needs to do to win football games. But then there are those that feel like, you know what? This may be a game that you need to step your game up. And the one thing I've learned about this kid, in these games, he usually does. He usually does. He usually does. So I'm expecting a better game from him Sunday. I'm expecting to go to Pound Town like we normally do.
There you go.
And the number one thing I expect, Spike, is that our defense will continue to be the driving force for this team. It will be the reason that we're headed to Detroit.
All right.
This defense.
So, from a confidence level, I have been worried about the Rams for like 3 months. Since before we even beat the hell out of them in November. As they got healthy, so on and so forth. And here's why for my taste, I think the Eagles will win the game. But for me, it's a little bit closer to a coin toss, that a coin flip, than I want it to be. I think, and here's why. And here's why I've talked myself into being worried about the Rams. I think the Rams have the advantage in the head coach and quarterback category. And in the playoffs, you know, we're talking to Mayock about it. We talked to Shiel about it. Boy, you don't pick against that a lot of times. You know, most times you start with that. And I think Nick Sirianni's a great coach. And I agree with you on Jalen in big spots like this. And I'm hoping we get that sort of performance out of him. I would love it. But if you're asking me who has the advantage there, I go Rams with head coach and quarterback. The next thing is the Eagles offense just did not play well last week. They ended up with 22 points, could have been 29 points. We all saw it with our eyes. We all felt it. It was a 16-10 game in the fourth quarter. So that's that. That wasn't good enough. What we saw last week was not good enough. Here's the other thing. That Rams front four against Minnesota looks scary. You know, look really scary. They sacked Sam Darnold 9 times. And Sam Darnold and Jalen Hurts are different players. And Jalen Hurts is much more accomplished. But they do share one specific trait together. And they both tend to hold the ball a little bit too long. And as the season has gone on, that young Rams front four has gotten better and better. The next thing is, we get a little bit of snow. And I'm not sure that is to our advantage. I read a story about the snow game in 2013. And there's a story about Kerry Williams going up to Chip Kelly and saying, hey, we should throw the ball a little bit because I can't stay with those guys. You know, the offense knows where they're going. The receivers know where they're going, and the cornerbacks don't. And I think if there's a passing game advantage, that goes to the Rams. They're more likely to throw the ball. And then finally, on Monday night, the Rams look like a team on a mission to me. Now, that could have been their highlight of the season, winning that playoff game Monday night with how the season went. But that was the last I saw of the Rams, was the Rams just putting the smackdown on a 14-3 team. And it should have been a home game for the Rams, but it wasn't really a home game for the Rams. You could hear it in the crowd, and it wasn't their home stadium. So for me, I'm closer to like 55-45 in this game. This doesn't feel like a 6.5-point game to me. So I'm not super confident Sunday Eagles-Rams. Jack, how are you feeling about the game?
It's a classic vegan mindset by you, per usual.
You are
just
worst.
They're obviously going to destroy the Rams on Sunday. I'm actually not stressed at all. The stress level next week goes up when you're playing the Lions, most likely. It will be no stress if they play the Commanders. But
no stress.
There'll be no stress. Come on.
If Washington goes to Detroit and knock them off,
I know.
You're telling me there's no stress to play Washington?
I know this team. I know this fan base. Come on. There's going to be.
Oh, I see what you're saying. There'll be no stress.
Yeah,
what you're saying, yes.
I won't feel that.
Right.
And on Sunday, I just don't. Listen, I agree with Stafford and McVay. That's fine. At no other point are they good, better than the Eagles at anything.
Defensive line, they're better than the Eagles.
They had 9 sacks. Name the time the Eagles have allowed. Have they allowed 9 sacks? They have allowed 9 sacks this year. But they don't. There's not.
Oh, you mean total?
Whole year.
Yes.
We talked to Jordan Mailata after the Rams game. We said, "How are you feeling?" And he said, "Beat up."
Beat up. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. The Eagles also beat them down. I got no stress. This line should be 9.5 for me. I think they're going to win by double digits.
Can I throw something in there real quick?
You can.
We might be overstating, and I'm included because I said this the other day when the question was brought up. And I think you brought it up Tuesday because we had Elliott on. We talked about the quarterback head coach combination.
Yep.
Which would you take? That's more of a career thing.
Yes.
If you're just looking at this year, there's an argument to be made that Jalen has had a better year than Matthew Stafford.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's not as clear as head coach quarterback combination. Like, and Jalen has the mobile aspect to his game.
Absolutely.
That Matthew Stafford does not have.
Now, one thing I think that has to be pointed out about Stafford, though, 5-1 under McVay in the postseason, 18 touchdowns, 3 picks. So he has played
pretty well
in the postseason.
Yep.
It's pretty nice.
And doesn't have a great offensive line. But
pretty good numbers there.
But is pretty good at getting the ball away fast. Still has a gun. You know, like, he's older. I think he's 36, 37 years old. Mm-hmm. But he still looks like, he doesn't look like Matt Stafford of 10 years ago, but he still looks like a very good NFL quarterback.
So they were a wild card team when they won the Super Bowl.
Because they went to Tampa, I believe. And
right, because, I'm trying to figure out how they get to 5 wins. Because he really only had one playoff run.
Right.
And that was it. But you had to win 4 games that year?
No, he would have had to win 3, right? So he's been there since 21. So the last time
won the Super Bowl his first year.
And that's 21, right?
Yeah.
So then there's been 2 more years. So
yeah. One year they didn't make it. That was immediate after they tore the team down.
So did they win they 2 playoff games?
They won last year? No, they lost. They lost to Detroit last year.
Well, then
And then they won this year. They won 4 that year.
So they won 4 in 21.
Yeah, they won 4 that year. Yes.
So they played 4 in 21. Monday, and then they lost last year.
Okay. Yes.
Are you sure about that 27-13, Jack? You sure? 27-13?
Yeah.
No, about your prediction. Not about
double-checking my stats.
Yeah.
So they won 4 that year as a wild card. They won 4.
They beat Arizona. They went to Tampa. They beat San Francisco.
Oh, Arizona. That's the game I couldn't remember. Yeah, they beat Arizona. That's the game when
Odell got hurt.
Yes, somebody got hurt. Yes. Okay. No, somebody... There was a controversy in that game.
There was a controversy. I forget what it was.
Either a Cardinal player got injured or something, and Kyler Murray just stood on the bench or something. It was something that happened in that game. I'm sorry. Right. I got sidetracked.
No, it's all good.
I got sidetracked.
It's all good. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles, Rams, Sunday. We want your confidence level. Jack, are we going to give this 3?
Well, we're going 1 to 10.
Do you want to do a number?
I said very confident on the Twitter poll.
Okay.
Pretty confident. Not confident.
There we go. I think that's fine.
Also, pretty confident is your middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm very confident.
Yeah, Does that mean I'm not confident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right where we need you.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't sound pretty confident.
You don't sound confident at all.
I'm like, you don't sound pretty confident.
Nope. I would love to know the team that they would play. That's why I could be like,
we got this one.
Them.
Yeah, we got this one.
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
None.
Of the remaining playoff teams.
Come on, man. Eagles, Commanders.
Houston.
Right. We somehow got Houston in the Super Bowl.
That's the only one. The last thing before we go to the phones. As far as being, would I be that confident against the Commanders? We played Commanders twice this year.
I'm telling you, I would not be that.
One we lost, and the other one was pretty close, and Jaden Daniels was hurt.
Yeah.
So,
I'm telling you, man,
confident.
That dude got some magic dust on him this year.
He's a good player.
Jaden Daniels.
Player. Not more than my quarterback has magic dust on him.
Oh, boy. 215-592-9494. Is that Justin Herbert?
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
who's your quarterback?
Quarterback's at home.
Herbert's the staff of the 2030s, by the way.
Of the 2030s. Okay, we'll wait. We'll hold you to that in 5 years.
2030s?
215-592-9494. Starting us up. Probably the most confident person we're going to talk to today, if I had to predict, that is Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Yeah, we don't want none of them plant-based callers, none of them vegan eating callers. Hey, I got to address something real quick. You know, I got to play big bro. I got to look out for my young bull. Listen, y'all going to stop bullying my young bull. Listen, he learning. He coming on here.
Which one?
Andrew, look, y'all.
We're not bullying him, man. We're just trying to bring the best out of him.
You sit up here and you say you put people in the best positions to be best. You be putting the man on late. He be on the call a whole bunch. And I get it.
He calls late.
But you be having people call up here saying you don't like Jalen because he walked funny. Like, that dude, don't put him on no more. You got people calling up here saying, Kellen Moore, if he don't get this job, like, Kellen Moore ain't been coaching for 9 years. Like, this year going to be the reason why he don't get the head coach, because Jalen. Don't put him on no more. If you going to call up here, Y'all better bring some good points. Y'all hating on my boy Andrew. He learning.
Nobody's hating. Corey.
I mostly do.
Well, Jack does. Corey.
Yeah, he's atrocious.
Corey. Okay, Andrew led off the call yesterday with, why isn't anybody talking about this defense? Like, where's he been?
It's because, listen, he coming in late, trying to get it. I'm working with him, all right?
Well, you're working with him. Okay.
You're tutoring him.
Good. We need you. Yeah, mentor.
He's going to be there. All right, let's get on Sunday real quick. First of all, Spike, I'm going to need you to stop talking in absolutes, because that's why people be coming at you with them takes. You sit up here talking about the D-line? Like, the Rams, don't act like they, just because they was going up against Sam Fumble.
I didn't talk D-line. Wait a minute. I didn't say an absolute. Jack, Jack said, this is the only thing I said, and then I will allow you to finish your point. But Jack said the only advantage the Rams have is quarterback head coach. And I asked him about D-line, and the D-line is very good for the Rams. That's all I'm saying. I just asked him.
What line got the best player on it?
The Eagles. Oh, okay. Jalen Carter is the best player. Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
We got the best D line. And quarterback, we got the edge too. Y'all going to sit up here and stop disrespecting. Listen, see, I didn't want to have to do this today. I thought y'all was going to come out with a little bit more confidence. But listen, I gotta break it to you. We talking about Michael Jordan. Listen, last week he had to be TJ. But y'all been talking, are we talking about reading the book? Nationally, y'all talking about reading the book. This, that, and the third. Hey, man, it's coming on Sunday. And Ike and Spike and Jack, when we played in that snowball game, who was the quarterback of the Detroit Lions?
Matt Stafford.
Oh, I hope you ready, boy. You don't want to be on the poster twice, baby. So I hope he come up. I hope he show up ready to ball out, because we got – the 100 dogs right for it. Jalen Carter, remember that? Remember when he threw him down like a rag doll?
I do.
We got Nolan Smith out there. We got Dak Bar. Hey, everybody on the back seven got a pick except for my boy, Cooper the Gene.
Yes. Yes. We got to get Cooper right.
If you throw it to Cooper, Cup, Cooper the Gene, we got Cooper on Cooper, and Cooper from the Eagles is taking the ball away. Go ahead. Listen, y'all coming into Philadelphia with a snow going to be on the ground, and Michael Jordan leading the crew. Saquon, the bully on the outside. The bully waking up on Sunday, baby. Ram chops on the grill. Spike, you going to have some of them. You going to have some of this meat on Sunday, boy. Pause. You going to have some of that Ram meat on Sunday. Pause. All right? So I'm going to just let you know, big game, we coming in confident. Not overconfident. We coming to whoop some ass.
Corey, I don't like the way you walk, buddy.
This ain't Elliott's boxing class, baby. Whatever team show up, we coming to beat they ass. Go Birds, baby. D-B-E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, baby.
I can't believe Corey is tutoring OK Andrew.
Love
with
that.
His phone call.
Listen,
how about that?
It's sometimes the players got to take it upon themselves.
He's
controlling the locker room.
Yes, yes. He's a team.
Yes.
He's a leader.
Yes. Police in the locker room. Yeah,
that's right. That's what Buckeyes do.
215-592-9494. Tell us how confident you are in Sunday's game. Brandon and King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday. I don't know how I follow that. The only thing that I could say is I am with Big A right now, baby, and we're hyped up for this game. All right, I don't understand why everybody's talking about the parade down Broad Street, man. I really believe, Aaron, that we got to stay focused on one game at a time.
Totally agree.
We need Washington to go do what they do. And just win games they're not supposed to win, and come into Philadelphia. I'm on the phone, Big A. You understand? Football Friday, man. Let's go. listen, Big A on the line.
What's up? What's up?
Is that really Big A? Is that Aaron?
Yeah, this is Big A.
Hold on. How do you guys know?
How did y'all get together?
What the hell's going on?
We work together.
We
work together.
Oh, we didn't know that.
But who's the better caller, me or him?
Oh, Big A is not even close.
Yeah.
Stop it, Brandon.
B and KOP is a Bucks fan.
Give us a big Eagles tail out here in Norristown. Y'all ready?
Yes.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Wow.
I did not expect that.
That was a stunner.
That's the collab of the century.
Yeah. That's a stunner, man.
Did not expect that.
That's like when you're watching a movie and there's a what's it called?
A cameo,
and you're like, whoa!
Yeah, where did he come from?
What's Brett Favre doing in Something About Mary? Like, that's what that felt to me. Man.
Or when I watched True Romance, it was 9 cameos.
Dude, that whole movie is cameos.
By the way, good movie. I finally watched it during our
You
vacation.
Enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Yes, enjoyed I did. It. I did.
You watched it with Renee? Renee like it?
Nope. Didn't watch it with her. She was upset, too, that I jumped the gun. I watched it by myself.
Okay.
It was during the day.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good flick, man.
Yeah, I thought we could watch it again.
Yeah.
It's worth watching again.
You could pop a blue chew before you watch it again.
You got 2 hours of the movie, and then...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 2 hours left.
No way we last through 2 hours, buddy.
Yeah.
There's no way. We don't last. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. I was about to go too far.
Yeah, well, listen.
Shut up in there, man.
Football Friday.
Yes, get back to football.
Oh, love this Football Friday. And by the way, as far as Big Aaron, I always just kind of imagine Big A by himself all the time. His car.
Yeah.
You know, with the door open. Actually, because there's always dinging in the background. So to me, Big A lives in a perpetual state of in the car with the door cracked or the seatbelt not on. All right.
Yeah, I did not expect those two to be together.
Man.
That was awesome.
All right. So coming up in about 20 minutes, Nick Kostos will join us. Bunch of NFL games you can bet on this weekend. Kostos always gives you some good angles, maybe a prop or two, and we'll hear his pick on Eagles-Rams. And next, we will talk a little bit about our offensive coordinator, whose primary job this week is interviewing for a head coach job, where his secondary job is preparing for the Rams.
He's on Benedict Arnold watch.
He is on Benedict Arnold watch.
Benedict Moore.
Yeah.
I will say,
if
this thing doesn't go well Sunday.
Yes.
He's
a Cowboy.
And if he takes that Cowboys job.
Yeah, enemy number one. J.D. Drew as nothing on Kellen Moore.
Kellen DeMarco Murray Moore over there.
Yeah. Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah. How confident are you?
It would be worse than both of those.
Yeah, yes. Oh, way worse.
Yes.
Now I know why we had such simple route concepts.
They were tanking Jalen.
Yep. All right, how confident are you? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In about 10 minutes, Nick Kostos will join us.
Make it right.
Help you with your picks for the weekend. And if you didn't have any, maybe you'll have something after you hear Nick. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question is, what is your confidence level in the Eagles beating the Rams on Sunday? Very confident, pretty confident, not that confident. Ike, where do you think the percentages are? Very confident, pretty confident, not that confident.
Let me see. It's Friday.
Yep.
So I know a lot of people feel like they're pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say very confident is leading the way. Let's go with maybe, because there's three of them.
Yep.
So let's go with, I'll go with 58%.
58%, which leaves you 42% left. With right. pretty confident and not that confident.
So, yeah, I think, obviously, I believe the smallest one is the not that confident.
Right.
Very confident. If I've got that at 58. I'd go very confident at 45.
Okay, so that leaves 7% for not that confident.
Yeah.
You're actually wrong.
Yeah?
Yes. Leading the voting is pretty confident at 52.9%.
Okay.
Then very confident at 38. So basically, you almost had those flip-flopped.
Yeah.
And then
did I have that wrong?
Yeah.
Pretty confident is the one I thought was the highest.
Oh, I thought you said very confident.
I mean, I said it wrong.
Oh.
In my head, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
then,
okay.
Then you were pretty
close. I
said
it wrong. I may have said it wrong then.
Okay. And
that was my thought process.
And then 8.8% left with not that confident. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
So pretty confident. People are like, they got some reasonable measure of.
Yes. Yeah.
A little concerning.
Yeah, not a lot of, not all chest thumpers.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Brahim in Jacksonville.
Brah.
Left over from the Super Bowl 20 years ago. You're on WIP. What's up, Brahim?
Yo, what's happening, y'all? So, listen, this is why I'm very... Now, listen, I listen to y'all every day, man.
Uh-huh.
And Spike and Jack have been frustrating me for weeks.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Now, listen. Ike, you know, and Jack knows when Jack used to be on with Jillio, I was a Carson Wentz person.
Okay.
I was annoyed that they drafted Jalen. I hated Jalen in college. I couldn't stand him, right? But I'm going to tell you, his Super Bowl performance, and mind you, I think he's the reason we lost the Super Bowl, and I still love him, and I'm going to tell you why. Because that Super Bowl performance to me was rival to AI's Game 2 final performance. He left it all out there. Jalen has shown me on numerous occasions that he had by the way he plays, he has that I will not lose mentality. Now, he's a jack of all trades, dude. He's a master at none, right? He can throw the ball a little bit. He's not even the most dynamic runner. But the one thing that you cannot say about Jalen Hurts, more time than not, his heart and his will wins. And I'm going to tell y'all, there's many times, not just in football, but in life, where heart and will beat talent and skill more times than not. And we have the perfect defense. We have the perfect offense around this ball, and that's why we are winning the majority of the games regardless of how he's passing the ball. And I'm going to tell y'all, he's one of those rare guys that plays to the moment. That's why when you see a microcosm of it in games, when we need a play, he does it, even if he hadn't been playing well most of the game. When we need to play, when we need him to do it, he's just one of those dudes that plays better with his back against the wall. And that's why I am ultra confident, because we have a better team than the Rams, and our quarterback has that thing where I don't think a lot of the other quarterbacks, except Pat Mahomes, has in them in the rest of the playoff. And even Jaden Daniels got that a little bit. But I think we got the one with the biggest.
You know what, Brahim? I can agree with your assertion that he comes up big in those moments. My worry is that early in the game, when those aren't happening, right, it forces us into very close games in the fourth quarter that maybe don't need to be close. And when you play with fire like that against really good teams, you can end up in a situation where you outplay the other team, you have a better team than the other team, and maybe Jalen just doesn't even get that chance to do it. And that when we're in the situation, I agree with you. I agree with you that if we're down four, and there's 3.5 minutes left, and the Eagles get the ball back, that is a situation that I'm actually pretty confident in Jalen in. But like, the game doesn't always work out the way that you want it to. So I think that this team is in unnecessarily close games a lot because of that. Though I agree with your overall point about Jalen in those situations.
Okay, and now this is the one thing, though, Spike. Think about how many times we've won already this season. Mm-hmm. So even in those close games, even with the better quarterbacks, the Lamars, the Joe Burrows, and we've seen him beat Josh Allen. We've seen him beat good quarterbacks.
So Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. It's not like we've never seen him do it. He just beat Stafford. And y'all keep trying to tell me Stafford and McVay is better than Jalen and Sirianni. Well, why haven't they beaten him once yet? Why haven't they outcoached him yet?
That's a good point.
If they're so much better.
Well, you're aware, though, that like in the last couple of years, when they've been facing those Rams, this is a Rams team that, from a talent standpoint, has been sort of decimated. You know, this is not... When I say a better head coach, better quarterback, and by the way, I'm so on Jalen, but I'm high on Nick. It's not an insult to Nick. I think McVay's overall body of work shows that he is an excellent head coach. And I think Matt Stafford's overall body of work shows that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback who's not...
Ish.
I mean, he has a Super Bowl, so he'll be close. If he does
Jim Plunkett have two of them?
Yeah, but he's not Hall of Fame-ish. It's fine. I don't want to. He's like Philip Rivers. If Philip Rivers got a Super Bowl,
yeah,
you know, and that's what everybody holds against Philip Rivers.
True.
So I while I hear you, I hear everything that you're saying, and I agree with a lot of it, but I think that the reason that I'm nervous about this game is that in a situation where the game is tight in the fourth, which I imagine this game could be, and I look over on the other sideline and I see one of the best head coaches in the NFL and a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl who has been very good in the playoffs of late, like, that makes me nervous, and I think that is a fair thing to be nervous about.
It's totally fair, Spike, but I'm going to tell you like this. Don't worry. Be happy, and I'm going to let y'all go on this.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle!
Love it.
So it's love funny. It. People
always get back to the Eagles chant.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that on a football Friday.
A football Friday staple. It
okay.
used to be.
Then we'll do it.
Well, I mean, for years people hadn't done it.
Okay.
I'm taking more to the fans.
Okay.
Like, yeah. They had to bring it.
Well, here's,
it used to be a staple on Angelo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now the morning show, no chance.
Well, then here's the rule. You got to do it. If you are predicting the Eagles are going to win on Sunday, you got to end the call with that. That's absolutely
like
positively the rule.
Like
I think that's what. And it's funny when people are like, Spike, why don't you relax and blah, 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 blah. It's like, that is not. It's just never how I'm going to be wired. I've never been wired that way. I will never be wired that way. You think I'm stressed out now? You should have met me 20 years ago, man, or even 10 years ago. The Spike that you're hearing now is loosened up compared to previous Spike. I think even you two would attest to this is a loosened up version of me compared to previously.
Doubt. Yeah.
Still tight, but yeah.
Yeah.
Still tight. Yeah.
Still 100% tight.
You know, still looser than he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if our show meeting is 107 and we haven't really gotten into it yet, that's when you start seeing the old guy, the old Spike, you know, pop up every once in a while.
You feel the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. I stopped participating in the banter.
Yep, he's not in on the conversation anymore. Yep.
Zones out.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Mike in South Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What up, Mike?
The last time I called was right before the Phillies lost in the playoffs. So let's hope I'm not too much of a jinx here. But I am feeling pretty confident for this game. And one of the main reasons I'm feeling confident is because I've respected this Rams team all year. Even when they were struggling, the first time we played them, I was actually more concerned than, I'd say, 90% of the fan base. So I really respect the team that they're playing on Sunday. But the more I look at it, it's almost like a lot of the national media that's picking them and a lot of us being nervous, almost in like a reverse psychology. And it's making me be like, look, if we go out there and execute, we're going to beat this team. Let's not hype them up to more than we are or more than they are. Spike, at the beginning of the show, you said the Rams look like they're on a mission, which I agree with. But when I watch this Eagles team and you watch everything behind the scenes, it really just feels like we're also on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's just that it to me, I think it's right that the Eagles are favored, and I think they are likely to win the game. But for me, it's just closer than 6.5, you know, if to bring up the line. That's when I'm thinking about the game. I'm thinking about a game where I don't see the game as that kind of a game.
I completely agree. I'm in the same boat. I could see it being a really close game, but if it is a blowout, I don't think it'll be them over us. I could see it being us over them, though.
I think
but
that's
I
likely,
say,
too. Yep.
Yeah. If there's one thing that I'm – well, there's two things I'm concerned with, the first one being the passing game, but we've talked about that all week. There's a top 5 at 5 a week or two ago about, like, the worst types of callers, and one of them being the guy that calls in and says, oh, no one's talking about this, and it's actually been talked about a lot. So I'm going to be that guy a little bit. But the N'Kobe Dean injury, I think it has been talked about, but maybe not quite as much as it should. He's been a huge aspect on defense, and especially if they can't figure out that second linebacker spot, I think Stafford really could eat them up. If we do lose, I think that'll be a big reason why.
I think that's possible as well. Yeah, I think so too. I think
that's certainly an area where if you're McVay, you're looking to exploit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the advantages of having a guy like him in that situation is that if you're going to trust one of the guys to come up with a game plan to exploit a weakness from an offensive perspective, McVay is one of those guys. Well, Mike, you're predicting an Eagles win, so I assume that you heard the rule. So
absolutely, I am. That they're going to sing that national anthem. They're going to have that bald eagle flying in the snow, bird by a million.
A-G-L-E-S,
go. That's a South Philly Eagles chant right there. Does anyone else speak of nervous? Every time they let that eagle fly around the stadium,
yeah,
I'm like, I love it. It's super cool.
Now I'm behind a glass, so I'm safe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in the press box.
I'm worried about him like flying into somebody or just being like, I don't really want to be here. Yeah,
I'm out. They let me free. No, because it's the lady is normally standing on a mark. So it's this bright yellow mark that I'm assuming the Hawkeye or the Eagle Eye, I should say, not Hawkeye, Eagle Eye, sees where it's supposed to go. Now, it will circle the thing before it actually goes straight to it. It doesn't necessarily fly straight to it. It does sometimes take a little around the stadium.
Yes, the scenic route.
I think it's the coolest thing, though, man.
It is cool.
I don't think they did that when I played.
No, you just got Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that was once. And that resulted in the shutout. So, yeah, we never did that again.
You got a fake boxer and a fake eagle. You got Swoop and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I don't know when they started doing that, but I don't remember it as a player.
On the line with us now, our buddy Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the latest lines of the BetMGM app. And now, You Better You Bet, which you can get in the Odyssey app, you can also watch from 6 to 7 Eastern Time on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. There he is. What up, Nick?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Guys.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, listen, we stand on the precipice of the best sports weekend of the year. Eagles are playing, so great where you guys are obviously, and I can't wait for these games. It's going to be great.
Now, Jack had mentioned that you were upset about something Philly sports related.
Yes, I was.
What is it?
So the whole situation with the Eagles fan last weekend at the game.
With the Packers fan.
And the Packers fan.
Yep.
I have just a couple things on this. I'm not defending the Eagles fan, who is obviously like a jerk and an a-hole and like deserved to get punched in the face. Like that's what he deserved, was to get punched in the face. And I'm not claiming to be a tough guy at all, but if I'm with my wife and you speak to my wife like that, I'm punching you in the face. And that doesn't mean that like I'm not going to get my ass kicked afterwards by all the Eagles fans there, but like that Packers fan is one of the biggest losers on the planet. Like, go fund me to send me to the game. Watch this guy like verbally run down my or fiance, whatever. Like, what a loser that guy is. The Eagles fan deserved to get punched in the face, right? Here's where I draw the line, though. What I think is sick about our culture today and how soft everybody is and the P word that I think permeates through a lot of this culture today. It's the Twitter fingers mentality where instead of dealing with things in real life like men, we rush online to complain and bitch and moan and whine and complain online and let the Twitter mob try and cancel everybody as if all these people out there that are trying to ruin this guy's life, like, I've never done anything that they would be, like, not want to be put on film before. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Everybody has done something that they regret. This guy gets caught on film, and now, like, he loses his job. Like, this guy's life is going to be screwed up for a long time, probably, because of a mistake he made at an Eagles game. I'm not defending him. The guy's clearly a jerk to do something like that, and he deserved to get punched in the face. But the fact that things get brought to this level and to this degree is disgusting. Like, it's sickening, and it's a sad commentary on our culture, and that Packers fan, in addition to the Eagles fan who's a loser, that Packers fan is also a gigantic loser.
Yeah, I agree with you on the job part of it and that guy's life being ruined. And also the Packers fan going to the game with a GoPro on. And,
yeah, he's a loser.
And by the way,
he's a loser, that guy.
He's from Chester County. He's from like an hour from here. He had a GoFundMe to send him where he's from anyway. What are we doing here?
He's a loser.
Yeah.
He's a look at me loser.
Though,
like wants the clout and the social media attention.
Though the one thing I would disagree with you on is like, I ain't punching anybody if I'm an opposing fan at the
Why
link
not?
To me. Because,
why not?
Why not?
Because
he could die.
Spike.
He could
not,
die.
No,
Nick,
no,
Nick
no,
I'm going to
no.
be on. Nick.
It's not Fallujah, Spike. Okay?
Nick.
Like, there's security everywhere.
Nick, if you've watched, and I promise we'll get to
I've
the pick.
I've gone to games at the link as
okay,
a Giants
hang on,
fan
hang
with
on,
all
hang
Giants
on,
stuff
hang on,
on.
Hang on, Nick. If you've seen any of the videos of fights at football games, there's stairs right there. All it takes is six guys kicking you in the head, falling down a flight of stairs, and then all of a sudden you're paralyzed because a guy called your girlfriend a name.
Wow, I mean, what a that's quite the leap that you took.
No, but it's possible.
To paralysis.
Well, I'm just saying it's possible. The only thing I disagree with you on is I like I would have gotten up and left, to be honest with you. I wouldn't have just sat there. I would have gotten up and left, but I ain't punching anybody at a visiting. But the rest of your take, I largely agree with.
Listen, I went to Eagles games wearing. I went to Candlestick for the Giants-Niners NFC Championship game, but the Giants beat them in overtime, wearing all Giants attire and a Yankee hat, and was told by people, like, you're going to get us killed if you keep going. And I kept going, baby. And I'm still here.
Good for you, buddy.
Yes.
So, as you said, huge weekend of football, but the one that we care about the most is Eagles-Rams. Line, I think, still at 6.5, opened at 6. Is 6.5 where you're seeing it?
Eagles, I think 6. I'm just doing a refresh here on my screen just to make sure I've got this. Eagles minus 6. Total in the game is 43.5. So, look, like, I took the Packers last week to cover, not to win, and the Eagles obviously covered. I do think the, like, the opening kickoff was really ridiculous.
It was.
Still, like, I'd like a Zapruder film-style breakdown of Keyshawn Nixon recovering that kick and being ruled Eagles ball, but whatever. I digress. The Eagles deserve to win the game, obviously. If I had to bet the side of the game, I would take the points with the Rams. I think it's going to go up. I do think the Rams can keep this game close. I will stop short of predicting a Rams outright victory. I do think the Eagles will win and move on to the NFC Championship game. My preferred bet in this game, though, guys, is going to be the over. I like over 43.5. That's where it sits right now. And I'm sure you guys know, just like it is in New York over this weekend, we're probably going to get snow on the ground on Sunday. Not definitely, but probably. And if there's snow and no wind, or not like fierce wind, wind is what destroys offenses, right? It's not snow. And like, Ike, you know this, right? Like, if there's snow on the ground and it's slippery, that's advantage offense.
Yep.
Because the offensive players know where they're going before the ball is snapped. Defensive players don't.
Yes.
So I actually think, like, if you want points to be scored in this game, you want there to be snow on the ground and not have there be tremendous wind. And I do think I might be the last, like, great Jalen Hurts defender on this planet. I still think he's a big-time quarterback. I think Saquon's going to have a good game. I think Hurts is going to have a good game. And on the flip side, I think the week off for Matthew Stafford in Week 18 did him a ton of good. He looked awesome, like a different player on Monday night against the Vikings, was throwing darts on the opening drive. So over 43.5 is my favorite look in this game. Make me bet the game with the points. I'll take the Rams. I do think the Eagles will win, guys, though, and play on Championship Sunday.
All right, as far as the other games, what are the couple that you like the best?
I love the Ravens. I love the Ravens on Sunday in Buffalo. People say, well, you know, it's going to be quarterback who has the ball in his hands last is going to win the game. I don't agree. I think the Ravens can win this game by 7 points. I think the Ravens can win this game by 10 points. I don't know how Buffalo is going to stop the Ravens' rushing attack. Even if Zay Flowers doesn't play, I don't know if it's that big a deal. Great, Christian Benford could stick on Rashad Bateman. Here's Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews dinking and dunking you to death. I love Derrick Henry in this game. I think Lamar runs wild in this game. And I give the Ravens a tremendous coaching advantage, Spike, over Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills. I trust John Harbaugh. I don't trust Sean McDermott. I think the Ravens win. This is my favorite play of the weekend. It's my biggest bet of the weekend, is on Baltimore to win on Sunday afternoon in Buffalo against the Bills.
Well, any of the others you really, really like before we get to props?
Yeah, I'm going to end up probably. Now, I've done some teasers that don't exist anymore. Like, Lions were in teaser range, -8.5. Now it's 9.5. The Ravens earlier in the week were like +1.5. Like, that was stupid. Like, I have Baltimore +7.5. Kansas City -2.5 in some teasers. Feel like that's going to win. Chiefs-Texans, I would lay Kansas City. I don't know what Houston's avenue is to scoring a lot of points in this game. And I think the Chiefs, and we'll get to this, Spike, with props, will mitigate Houston's pass rush by getting the ball out of Mahomes' hands really fast. I like Kansas City. Not a lot, but I do like the Chiefs to cover. And I do think the Chiefs will win. And in the nightcap, I want to wait for 10 with Washington to see if I can bet Washington +10. But I'll end up having a small bet on the Commanders. Not as, like, I like the Ravens a lot. Smaller bet on the Commanders to cover the spread. And I love Jalen Hurts, and you guys know that. And I've been consistent through the years that I think Jalen Hurts is great. The best quarterback in the NFC is Jaden Daniels. Like, playing this weekend or otherwise. And if that's true, and I think it is, then I think the Commanders can keep this game at least within shouting distance on the road at the Lions. I do expect the Lions to win. I think we get Lions-Eagles in Detroit next week for the NFC Championship.
Wow. And props, as far as props go, what do you love?
Sure. Let's bet square, don't care. Travis Kelce, over 52.5 receiving yards tomorrow for the Chiefs against the Texans. Again, Mahomes, get the ball out of his hands quick. We have seen the Chiefs' offensive tackle struggle this year in pass pro. So what's the way to mitigate that against D'Amico Ryan's defense with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter? Get the ball out of Mahomes' hand quick to his binky. Travis Kelce, Kelce over receiving yards. Terry McLaurin, I think, goes over 100 receiving yards for the Commanders against the Lions. McLaurin is not just an over for me, but like, let's do like Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 10, grab the ladder and climb that sumbitch to glory. McLaurin over receiving yards on Saturday night. Rams Eagles, you could go Saquon over rushing yards. I think that's probably pretty good. I'll go Puka Nacua over receiving yards. I love Quinyon Mitchell. He's a stud. Darius Slay is really good. Eagles have a good secondary. I don't think they can cover Nacua, and I think this is going to be a higher scoring game or a higher scoring game than expected. So let's go Puka Nacua over receiving yards with the Rams and the Eagles.
Mm. All right, Kostos, we love it, man. Tons of fire. Yeah. And when do the Giants play this weekend?
We stink, but we've won four Super Bowls. How many have you won?
Only one.
You'll get Travis Hunter, though, right?
Honestly, like I watching the Penn State Notre Dame game, mm-hmm. I they can't draft Abdul Carter, I guess, because they have Burns and Thibodeau already. Is Abdul Carter just like the best player?
I was gonna say I don't know, Nick. He may be too good to pass up.
I think I agree with that. I think quarterback is gonna go. So the Giants are we don't have to do. They're really stupid. Probably not gonna get a quarterback at number three. And if it's defense, I think I'd rather have Abdul Carter like the edge rusher than the corner and Travis Hunter.
Yeah. I agree.
He's ridiculously good. And Tyler Warren was the other best player in that game. I wouldn't take him third overall, but he'll go in the top half of the first round as well, the Penn State tight end.
Yep.
All right, Kostos, as always, thank you, brother.
All right,
you
bro.
I'm wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And I'll just tell you guys right now, if it's Lions-Eagles, the point spread, just think about the point spread is going to open Lions favored by less than 3 on Sunday night, wow. Barring like both teams being healthy, if that's the matchup, Lions minus 2.5 likely against Philadelphia.
Wow. How about right. it?
I like that. That's almost even.
Almost. All right, Kostos. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. By the way, he said Jaden Daniels, best quarterback in the NFC.
Yeah.
It sounds outrageous, but then you look at the teams because all the great quarterbacks are in the AFC at this point, and you're really talking about Hurts, Goff, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, right? And Stafford. So it's not
He's better
crazy.
Than a few over there too.
Yes. Oh yeah for sure.
I mean, you got the Holy Trinity with the three at the top, and then everybody else.
Four.
Who you got as four?
Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen, Burrow.
Oh yeah, it is four. Who was I forgetting? I don't know who the hell I was forgetting.
I always forget Burrow for some reason. Maybe because they're not playing.
I had him in my head. It might have been Mahomes that I forgot.
Okay.
How could you forget him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That four.
Yep.
Yeah. That four. Yeah. He hasn't cracked that four.
No.
But give him some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that kid coming out, man. I did, man. And they don't even have they don't have the roster that we have around our – know what I'm saying? Like, I look at Washington and I'm like, oh, you got Scary Terry, but – Scary Terry's a 5'10 receiver.
What else
do they have on offense?
Yeah, no. He's done a lot with not a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Elliot Shore Parks joins us now. I want to get everything from an injury standpoint with Elliot because we've had a lot of guys in and out. So Elliot joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.